Praise be Jesus and Mary. As the saying goes, the seasons pass, the fashions change, but the wisdom of God remains the same. And in today's first reading, we hear of how wisdom is certain, firm, and secure. And if there is anything in this world that has been firm and secure and has passed the test of time as being firm and secure and has been timely, both timely and timeless in its wisdom, it's our Catholic faith. And in a world that has many things that pass and change, this is something we want to cling and to hold on to. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Gertrude the Great, a German Benedictine nun of the 13th century, truly great, an exceptional woman endowed with special natural talents. But she was known to have dedicated herself, we can say with excessive greed, to human wisdom. She was very intelligent. Eventually, she was led to divine wisdom, and as she describes in one of her visions, she saw a vision of a young man who took her by the hand in order to guide her through the tangle of thorns that surrounded her soul. And in that hand, she says, she recognized what she says, the precious traces of the wounds that abrogated all the acts of accusation of our enemies. So it was the hand of the one who saved us by his cross. Christ crucified, who led her from human wisdom to divine wisdom. And St. Paul says that the wisdom of God is Christ crucified. Christ crucified. As the Carthusian motto goes, the cross is steady as the world is turning. The cross of Christ is firm and secure. And this is what we want to hold on to and to cling to, Christ crucified. Because in a world where many things pass and change, as St. Paul says, Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.